Saturday, September 10, 2021, 6:03 a.m. I didn't get up too early today. I got up at 3:40, and I really can't paint today. As I said before, I'm going over to my friend Mike's house. And he wants to start the meeting at noon. We all sit around, and a bunch of us sit around in his garage and chew the fat, shoot the bull, whatever. But I got some stuff to do. I wanted to plant some things today. But I guess I'll have to kind of forego that, because if I get really involved with that, that's not gonna happen. So I'm not gonna paint either, because if I get involved with painting, I really won't have time to do some other stuff that needs to get done outside. So what I'm planning on doing is, when it gets light enough, I'll go out there and pull some weeds, because that's something I've been wanting to do and it needs to get done. So today'd be a good day to do that. It's something that doesn't get I don't get too involved with. I could stop anytime. But for now, since it's dark out, I'm going to work on the painting, the Empowered Woman painting, and I'm going to do some sanding. I'm not going to paint, but I'm going to do some sanding in some areas that I think need some sanding. I was talking about the brush strokes on the thin surface. Let me sand some of that down and see what happens. But yeah, it's looking pretty good. I'm surprised. I really am. So the other day I was talking about the Prius had some kind of warning light on. Well, that was a mistake. That was actually my fault. I actually accidentally hit a button for the cruise control as I was driving, and that brought up the little light, and I didn't know what, it doesn't say cruise control, it says something else. So you can only you, and it's way over on, and the thing about the Prius is the dashboard is not in front of you, okay? It's not behind the wheel in front of you like regular cars are. It's in the middle of the vehicle. So, and then that particular icon or warning light is way over on the right. So it's like, what is that, what is that saying? What's it mean? And you can't tell as you're driving. So, and I asked the wife, and she needs reading glasses to see stuff, and she couldn't see the detail of it either. So, I guess it, and then when, so I actually looked at it in the book, and it says, well, I guess that could be construed as some kind of radar thing for the adaptive cruise control, but unless you actually look at it in the book, you don't know what that means. So there's nothing wrong with the car just yet, but I do need to get the oil changed soon, so we'll see what happens. What else? Oh yeah, so also today I've got to go feed the cat. I don't want to forget about him till late this afternoon, that's for sure. Poor guy, because he's hungry when I gets there. He's a fat cat. I take pictures of him when I go, and send them to my sister. So he was under the table, because like I said, he doesn't really trust me, but he likes the fact that I come and feed him, I guess. I don't know. But he was under the table with backlit and everything. So I took, I said, yeah, that's a nice picture. So I took a picture of him, and it gave his outline and stuff. And he's a fat kitty. And my sister writes back, or texts back on the phone, goes, that photo makes my cat look fat. And I had used a telephoto zoom on that, And I told her, and so I wrote back, the telephoto. A telephoto zoom on that will not make him look fat. Like a close-up wide angle would make him look fat. It wouldn't distort it that way. Just face the fact, your cat is fat. And she knows he's fat, but overweight anyway, but she didn't think he was that fat. But yeah, he's a fat kitty. Maybe I'll post that picture too. Who knows? Let's see. What else? Oh yeah. So yesterday, after feeding the cat, I went to Home Depot, and I like they had a better variety of stuff there to choose from. And but one thing I've been looking for are those Asian eggplants, the long thin ones that don't look like eggs, I guess. I can't seem to find them anywhere. But I did find the seeds for the Patty Pert squash, which is the type of squash that my wife likes for some reason, because she thinks they look like little flowers. And I could care less what a squash looks like, you know. But yeah, they actually have a better consistency too. So that was something to do. Maybe I'll let one grow even for a seed, and we'll see what happens. Because it was hard to find, find seeds. Because I actually got the last packet of Patty Pert seeds, I think, at Home Depot. Well, if not the last, it's one of the few of the last, that's for sure. Let's see. So let me get to sanding here and enjoy life a little, okay? So have a good one, everybody, and stay safe. Don't let the virus get you.